Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
I believe we have Jakub on the line. Jakub, good afternoon. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Thank you
Jakub,
for having me.
Welcome once again to the Afternoon Overdrive. Just to introduce you once again, Jakub Nowakowski, who is the director of the Cape Town Holocaust and Genocide Center. So Jakub, what we are looking at this afternoon is the issue of, has the world lost respect for the Holocaust memory? Now, my first question to you is, the UCT, University of Cape Town, becoming a hive of anti-Semitic activity? Why I ask that is that a fine arts student, Ilara Salim, made a copy of the bronze memorial plaque at the Auschwitz-Birkenau death camp and imposed her words on it. So what transpired here exactly? What happened?
Well, this is a truly disturbing situation. The student used the plaque that is located in Auschwitz-Birkenau concentration and death camp in Poland. She used that very plaque that is commemorating hundreds of thousands, more than a million victims killed by the Nazi Germans. And she took it and then redone it, covered part of that plaque, overlapping the numbers and the identity of the victims, covering it up with 33,000 with Palestinian and with Gaza, which is again very, very disturbing, because that's a direct appropriation of the story of the Jewish and non-Jewish victims that were killed in that horrible place called Auschwitz.
Right. Jakub, sorry, I just want to confirm, exactly when did this happen? When did this take place?
That happened last week. Early last week, the plaque was since then removed, and as far as I know, university authorities are looking into that, investigating that situation. I'm not sure what else is happening at the university, but it is a very disturbing place situation, because again, a university is of course a place of freedom of discussion, a place where people should meet and talk and confront their own identities, but that should be done always with a great deal of respect.
Indeed.
And especially for those that cannot defend themselves anymore, and that's the victims of the past crimes.
Of course.
And that's true for the Jews and non-Jews killed in Auschwitz as well.
Jakub, okay, so you say this happened earlier, was it last week? Up until now you say that authorities are looking into it, but is there, from your perspective as director of the Cape Town Holocaust and Genocide Center and other Jewish organizations, is this now being followed up? We find ourselves, Tuesday the 9th of April. So it's been about a week now. Is there any sign that this is being precisely and consistently dealt with?
Not according to my knowledge. I have written a letter that was directed at the art department, where I explained my concern. Again, not as a representative of a Jewish organization, not as a member of a Jewish community. I myself, I'm not Jewish. I wrote this letter as a Holocaust historian and a head of the center, and I explained why that part. Particular intervention, artistic intervention, is wrong, and I haven't had any response to that letter. And there's, okay. I mean, there are lots of paradox in that very situation. And perhaps the greatest of those paradox, of those troubles, being that actually it was only recently that the actual victims, the Jews, Jewish victims. Victims of the Nazi crimes in Auschwitz were named. For 50 years after the war, the identity of those victims would be blurred. It is for the 50 years after the Holocaust, the communist government of Poland would overshadow, would diminish the fact that most of those victims were Jewish, that 1 million out of 1.5 million people killed in Auschwitz were victims. So that their very identity was overshadowed for 50 years. And now this is happening again in this by this artistic project, which is deeply, deeply sad.
Yeah.
And then
It is.
Shocking.
It is, indeed, to put it mildly, Jakob. But very quickly, so we've just got about a minute to chat. Jakob, so the Cape Town Holocaust and Genocide Center, you do have, learning, teaching initiatives going on, both within the center and externally?
All the time, and there is we see that there is a great deal of interest coming in from pupils, from learners, from teachers on trying to understand what it is that has happened during the time of the war, how the Holocaust is, what are the unique features of the Holocaust. So we see that there are some positive results, that people are starting to learn more about what happened, and we are trying to provide that information throughout the communities. We have students coming in from different backgrounds, among them Muslim students, who are coming in with a great deal of respect and curiosity on what has actually happened.
Indeed. Jakob, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much once again for joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive to give us your views on how the world is seemingly losing respect for the Holocaust memory and what it, what the Holocaust meant and what it represented. Jakob Nowakowski, Director of the Cape Town Holocaust and Genocide Center.